KOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of The Talk of Emporia, and this is the Central Care Cancer Center Friday edition of The Talk of Emporia this month. And once again, we're very pleased to be joined by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist at Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Wazir, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. I know you have a very busy schedule, and things obviously are busy at the Cancer Center, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pretty busy nowadays, but, I think we're doing okay. We've increased our staff a little bit, so things are going okay.
Well, good. That's good to hear. Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th, right here in Emporia. You can log on to cccancercenter.com or stop by 1401 West 12th or call 342-1117. Dr. Wazir, topic this month on our Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia is brain cancer. Obviously, all cancers are serious, but you hear brain cancer, and people generally take a step back. Let's start this with what all is included in brain cancer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good question to start off with, because, brain is a site where most of the cancers are cancers that started elsewhere in your body that went to the brain as metastasis, and usually this is a pretty devastating part of cancer disease, like where, the cancer makes it into the brain. This could be commonly lung cancer, for example, breast cancer, colorectal cancer. All of them have a propensity of going into the brain, unfortunately. And it is a little complicated because the way you treat cancer in the brain is also limited. There's this thing you may have heard of, Ron, called the blood-brain barrier. A lot of the chemotherapy drugs cannot make it through this blood-brain barrier. So your arsenal of treating this lesions in the brain is kind of limited, and you have to rely quite a bit on radiation to fight these cancers, because, with radiation, you can actually penetrate into the brain and, supply, treatment there. But when you're talking about brain cancer, what is implied is that you're talking about cancers that started either in the brain and the spinal cord. You have to kind of think of them as the same kind of tissue. The spinal cord is nothing but the continuation of the brain in the spinal canal. They're both considered the CNS, central nervous system, right? So they're taken as a whole. And when we say brain cancer, we mean cancer that are coming from the substance of the brain, right? So you can have cancers that are from surrounding structures, right? Which is a different thing. Like, you can have cancers close to your spinal cord, like schwannomas or neurofibromas. Those are a different category of tissue because it's not coming out of the substance of the brain. So the cancers that come out of the substance of the brain will come from the cells that make out the brain, right? So it's either the brain or the coverings, right? So there's some benign kind of cancers that can arise from the covering of the brain. Very common cancer that is meningioma, which is benign. You don't have to worry too much about it. But the ones which we are really concerned about, and probably what we're going to spend the bulk of time talking about, are cancers that we call gliomas, glioblastomas, astrocytomas. These are cancers that come out of the substance of the brain.
So basically, is that the difference in cancer of the brain and cancer in the brain?
Absolutely. So that, as I said, the most common types of cancer are cancers from other parts of the body that make it into the brain. Thankfully, the cancers of the brain itself is a rare thing. If you look at the numbers for it, it's around 25,000 Americans will get this, brain cancer, and around 20,000 will die every year. So you can see that category of cancer coming out of the brain, often it's pretty hard to treat cancer and, pretty grim prognosis. So
what about the spreading of the cancer in the brain? Is it generally rapid, or obviously depending on what type of cancer you're dealing with, huh?
So this is a very interesting question. So strangely enough, these cancers aren't very fast growing, and it kind of makes sense because you have to understand, Ron, like your brain tissue itself is not very, it doesn't it doesn't split. You know, you don't have cells forming all the time. It's not like you're, like, let's say your bicep muscle, right? Like, you're making all new muscles all the time. These cells are becoming bigger. But in the brain, you know, your neurons that you kind of develop by age 18, 19, you're kind of stuck with them, right? Like, you aren't going to make new brain cells. You aren't going to make new areas of the brain as you get older. If anything, you're going to lose your brain, right? So the cancer that comes out of it is also kind of more or less the same thing that, yes, compared to a normal neuron cell in your brain, like, you know, it's reproducing at a high rate. So, you know, but it doesn't really, you know, compared to other cancers, it's not increasing its size a lot. It's not spreading into the spinal cord. You know, in fact, like, spread to the spinal cord is kind of rare, you know, in brain cancers, okay. You know. So overall, you know, these are slow growing cancers. But the problem is that because they are in the brain, you know, they can be very symptomatic, right? Because, you know, if, for example, like, if it's the brain area that's involved in speech or in, you know, your personality or your sensation, you know, you can have, like, very profound changes to your life because of this cancer cell in the brain, you know. Because, look, the brain is highly organized, right? And any cancer in the brain is unorganized tissue, right? So it's competing for the same space. It can cause a lot of problems by, displacing these areas of the brain. And it can also physically cause pressure problems, right? That can cause your brain to swell up or, you know, even for people to lose their life from this cancer.
Dr. Raleigh was here, who is a medical oncologist, hematologist, Central Care Cancer Center, with us on the Friday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. Stay tuned. We will be back with more right after this.
Dr. Jonathan Bates is a primary care physician at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners. He believes that practicing preventative health care and building relationships with patients helps people do what they love to do longer. He specializes in internal medicine and pediatrics. Make an appointment today at NewmanRH.org/primary care or call 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, here for all.
Hungry for Bobby D's on Sundays? If so, you're in luck. Bobby D's is now open on Sundays. Each week, there will be a special Sunday menu featuring some classic Bobby D's favorites, along with Bobby D's chefs putting their spin on some creative culinary barbecue creations. Come try something new in barbecue on Sundays at Bobby D's. Visit Bobby D's Facebook or website each week to see what the Sunday specials will be. Dine in or carry out. See you on Sunday.
At Central Care Cancer Center, they provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is their home, too. That's why they're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. They're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Perez Tamayo, Dr. Ali Wazir, and their amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, or online at cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions are available.
Dine at participating Emporia Yum restaurants in February for your chance to win $25 gift cards and the grand prize of meals for a year. Find more information at kvoe.com. Emporia Yum, supporting local restaurants from the Emporia Gazette, U.S. Foods, and KVOE, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. This is the Friday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. Kind of adjusted our schedule this week. Dr. Wazir has been very busy, but we certainly appreciate Dr. Wazir, medical oncologist, hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center, taking time to join us for this month's program. Our topic is brain cancer, and Dr. Wazir, let's get into, I guess, prevention and maybe early detection. What are some of the symptoms one might need to watch for?
Right. So, you know, because all brain cancers are kind of in the tissue of the brain, the symptomatology is very similar, you know. So we're looking at like a headache that doesn't go away, often described as a pressure-like headache, often related with posture, right? Like if you're bending forward, like it's felt more you know, just the start of like nausea and vomiting for no underlying reason, you know, like this just going on for like weeks on end. You know, so the symptomatology is often subtle, right? Or any, oftentimes the first diagnosis is from epilepsy. You know, like someone who has never had epilepsy in their life, and now, you know, they all of a sudden have a seizure. One of the causes is, you know, cancer in the brain. You know, so those are the kind of signs you're looking at. Like, I would say headache, nausea, vomiting is very kind of like specific, I would say. Changes in not so much like a stroke. I have to kind of be clear over here. You know, like a stroke is sudden in onset, and it's like a fixed area, right? Like it's like your right arm or right leg, and you know, all of a sudden, 1 minute you're right, and then a vascular accident happened. You had a clot in one of the blood vessels of the brain, and then the area of the brain stopped working. Over here, we are talking about a more subtle thing, right? Because this thing is slowly growing over a course of months. So it's like, oh yeah, I've been having these headaches since January, and you know, now it's July, and I wanted to get checked up. Or they would say something like that, you know, I have this nausea, vomiting, now it really goes away, and you know, they probably sometimes they end up having a pretty extensive workup for like gastrointestinal problems, but it turns out that, you know, there's something in their brain. Before we kind of go ahead, we also need to kind of talk that, you know, we'll kind of focus our talk on, you know, the brain cancers that are more common, you know, so the we call them gliomas, you know. Yeah. And the gliomas, they can come from different types of cells, you know, oligodendrogliomas, astrocytomas, etc. But they're all kind of like, you know, just to the layman version of this is that like the way you have to think about is that all of some, you know, a lot of these are like low grade that are treatable and curable. But then you have one form which is unfortunately not treatable and curable, which is called a stage four, like a grade four glioma, or we also call it glioblastoma multiforme, GBM. Right. So when most people think about, you know, like, you know, the terrible disease that brain cancer is, we're talking about this specific kind of brain cancer, glioblastoma. There are many other kind of cancers in specific parts of the brain. I'll give you an example, right? Like in kids, you can have a thing called a medulloblastoma. It's somewhat aggressive cancer, but you know, more so in the pediatric population. Or you can have a pituitary gland cancer. You can have many different tumors in the pituitary gland, a lot of them benign. You can have a pineal gland cancers, but these are kind of rarer, you know, lesser known cancers, often treated with surgical resections. And then, you know, in adults, the one we're dealing with is either the low-grade gliomas of different types, oligodendrogliomas, astrocytomas, and then, you know, the one which we're really scared of and the one which we probably think about when we think about brain cancer, the glioblastoma multiforme.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, most brain cancer that you pick up can be picked up from coming from other parts of your body where you have cancer. And is that then something that, you know, your doctors will look at if you got cancer? You get checked up, make sure that you get screened for the brain cancer as well?
Absolutely. Anytime you're thinking about stage four cancer, like you haven't done your job till your brain is scanned. And it's there are a lot of caveats in this because, you know, like the scans which we often do, like a PET scan, for example, isn't able to look into the brain that well, right? Because remember, the PET scan is based on sugar uptake. Right. So your brain is always taking up a lot of sugar. Right. You know, your body, the main reason it has to have sugar in the blood is because your brain can only process either pure sugar, glucose, or ketone bodies. Right. Those are the only two things that the brain can use for energy. Right. You're absolutely right that anytime you have a cancer that you suspect is advanced, then you need to do a scan of the brain to make sure there's no cancer.
Okay. What about cell phone use? And I know that people ask this all the time, you know, excessive cell phone use, could that lead to some problems causing some damage to the brain or possibly cancer?
Well, I mean, this is very interesting topic. So the initial studies of this were done in Norway. And the thought was that, you know, people living next to like radio stations, like the one or, you know, like high energy pylons, you know, they're exposed to EM wave, electromagnetic waves. And then, you know, you have the cell phone with you. People often, you know, sleep with their cell phones under their bed and stuff. So that's unfortunately, or at least fortunately, if you really look at the data and it's, you know, it's very unconvincing that there is a true relationship, right? Like we haven't seen an explosion of you know, a brain cancer since like the 90s when like, you know, like cell phones have become ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen any changes in cancer rates with like every generation, right? Like the intensity of the, and the number of, you know, the channels, you know, the frequency channels that are available for cell phone use has gone up exponentially. And that hasn't resulted in an increase in the brain cancer. So I feel there's no real evidence at this point so far that we can say that link electromagnetic waves, you know, radio waves or like cellular, you know, waves used in that to cancer.
You would think if there were to be a problem with this, we would have seen it because not very many people do not have a cell phone and do not, you know, not use it often.
Absolutely. So, it would be an epidemic right now. Yeah, it would have been a disaster.
Yeah. This is Dr. Ollie Rozier, medical oncologist, hematologist, Central Care Cancer Center. This is the Friday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia, Central Care Cancer Center, located at 1401 West 12th in Emporia. Please log on to cccancer.com, or you can call them at 620-342-1117. We're back with more right after this.
At Central Care Cancer Center, they provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is their home, too. That's why they're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. They're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Perez Tamayo, Dr. Ali Wazir, and their amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, or online at cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions are available.
Hungry for Bobby D's on Sundays? If so, you're in luck. Bobby D's is now open on Sundays. Each week, there will be a special Sunday menu featuring some classic Bobby D's favorites, along with Bobby D's chefs putting their spin on some creative culinary barbecue creations. Come try something new in barbecue on Sundays at Bobby D's. Visit Bobby D's Facebook or website each week to see what the Sunday specials will be. Dine in or carry out. See you on Sunday.
Dr. Caitlin Tennyson is a primary care physician at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners, specializing in family medicine. She believes that practicing medicine means treating each patient with compassion and with a sincere desire to help improve their quality of life. Make an appointment today at newmanrh.org/primary care or call 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health. Here for all.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. Once again with Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist, hematologist, Central Care Cancer Center at 1401 West 12th here in Emporia. Brain cancer is our topic this month, and we've been talking about prevention, early detection. Now, what about treatments? I guess depending on what stage Dr. Wazir, what do we generally look at with brain cancer?
Right. So, you know, for this, I'll restrict myself to like the treatment of glioblastoma multiforme. Yeah. The other cancer, just a caveat, is that, you know, they're often also treated with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. But often your intent or there is curative. And sometimes, you know, some of them can just be watched, you know, they're like low grade kind of things. You just kind of watch them over time. But when you come to the one which I think we are kind of more focused on, the stage, grade four glioblastoma multiforme, this cancer, you know, unfortunately, you know, Ron, I usually want to be the voice of hope and say that, hey, we have made big strides and this and the other thing has happened. But if you look at this, the God honest truth is that our treatments are 20 years old at this point. The biggest change was done by this doctor, German, Dr. Stoop. So we call it the Stoop protocol, right? Mm-hmm. And the way it works is that, there are many different things that they have looked into that can kind of determine, your longevity with brain cancer, right? With glioblastoma multiforme, right? So the first thing is that, you know, you go to a neurosurgeon and get the best possible resection of the cancer, right? And this is highly technical and, you know, they have to be very careful, not causing any lasting damage.
Yeah.
And they've made great strides in, like, doing more complete surgeries to kind of get every piece of the brain cancer out. Unfortunately, that doesn't cure the brain cancer. And, you know, we can kind of get into it why that's the case, but it does improve the survival, right? If you have a very good quality surgery, they take out all of it, you live longer, right? The second part is then, you know, radiation has a role, right? To the bed where surgery was done, that has to be radiated. And it has been shown that the radiation works better if you're also taking a certain chemotherapy. It's not a new chemotherapy. We have had it for like over 40 years. It's called Temodar. Temozolomide, right? And it's an alkylator. And, the good thing is that it's available as a pill. So you take the pill and you'd get radiation at the same time. And this radiation can often take like 2 months or so to kind of get the whole radiation dose. And then you're just continued on the pill, to go on with. The thing that kind of changed, the only kind of new thing that has kind of come up, and it's kind of interesting and somewhat exciting, there's a company that came up with a device called an Optune device. So Optune, and basically what they do is that they use alternating electric magnetic fields, right? So the way it works is that, like, okay, you got your surgery, you got your radiation, you were put on the pill, and now you're just taking the pill. At this point, one thing that can help with your longevity is to have this device on your scalp, and the way it works is the following. Like, remember in high school, they kind of told you that, you know, when a cell splits, then the chromosomes, they kind of line up in the middle, and you may remember making those drawings, right, where they go on one end and the other thing, and then there's these like wires that kind of pull them apart. You know, we call that the mitotic spindle. So they figured out that, like, you know, if you and it's kind of like similar to what you're talking about cell phones, but they kind of found out that if you have alternating at a certain frequency those electric magnetic fields by using an array that you put on your scalp, you know, like, so just, you know, just imagine that, you know, you shave your head, on top of it, they put like this mesh of wires, which is, you know, of course, packaged in a form. And then you kind of walk around with this battery pack. And you you have to wear this at least 18 hours a day. So it's a little hard to accomplish. You can imagine you're wearing, you know, like a hat or something for that long, you know, it's a little hard. But either way, it has been shown that using this electromagnetic waves, what happens is that the brain tissue normally is not dividing, right? So within your skull, the only things that are dividing are the cancer cells, right? And because you're putting these electric fields, you know, they're very weak, but they're strong enough to mess up those tiny strings that kind of pull your chromosomes apart. So the cancer cells are preferentially killed because of this. And, you know, that's the one thing that seems to have, like, increased longevity in some of the patients. You know, so these are the three treatments that work the best for a person who initially has brain cancer. Now, are you ready for something very depressing?
Well, not really, but go right ahead, Dr. Wazir.
Right. So there are a lot of treatments for second line, right? Like, so for example, a person had surgery, they got the chemotherapy, they are on the pill, they put the device on, and they did okay for like 10 months, 12 months, 18 months. 18 months is thought to be like the median number, the middle number. I have seen patients, you know, out like 5 years. So that does happen sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, you know, it's kind of rare. But like once the cancer comes back, mm-hmm. right, there are almost 12 approved treatments. None of the treatments have been shown to increase your lifespan by 1 day.
Wow.
So that is extremely depressing as a cancer doctor to tell you this, that yes, we have treatments that can extend your, can delay the cancer from coming back. And we have made strides with it, with the device and the radiation and high-quality surgery. But once the cancer comes back, no matter what we do, you know, those things can improve the quality of life. They can decrease the swelling in the brain. They can, you know, make you feel better. But, like, none of them has ever been shown to increase your lifespan by even 1 day. So, basically, once the cancer comes back, you know, this is not survivable. Like, you're going to pass away from this. And you can't even really control when you pass away from it. Because none of our treatments, unfortunately, has been shown to prolong it. You know, it's the cancer biology that determines like how long you're going to live. So overall, a little depressing, you know, when you think about it, because it's been like 25 years.
Well, and I guess that's the million-dollar question. Why has progress in the treatment of brain cancer, been so slow?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about this a lot, you know, and, you know, just personally speaking, you know, one of the first cancer patients I took care of when I was a medical resident in upstate New York was, you know, young lady, 17 years of age, pharmacy student, right? I can't say anymore, but, you know, same deal, right? So she, you know, was at her, you know, she had like some gait instability, what have you. She was with her relatives, they noticed it, and they found, and she, you know, I met her mother, and you know, they had gone to like all of these cancer centers up and down the country, Memorial Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, and all yeah. these things, right? And she had the best surgery, best thing. And, you know, by the time I saw her, that was when on the scans we saw the cancer had come back, right? And yeah. that happens to everybody with glioblastoma multiforme, invariably. Like, no one has survived. Like, no one survives.
It's just a matter of when it comes back.
Exactly. It's all a matter of when it comes back, right? In fact, this is to such a degree that if you hear about a patient where it says that, oh, you know, there's a guy alive 10 years out or something, you know, most probably the diagnosis was inaccurate. Most probably they kind of like classified a low-grade glioma as a glioblastoma multiforme. It's just that deadly, this disease, you know, and the biology is hard to go against. It's not for a lack of trying, Ron. You know, they've tried many different yeah. treatments. Like anything you can think of has been tried, you know, very novel things, different kind of surgeries, different kind of radiations. All the chemotherapies that they know kind of penetrate into the brain. The feeling is that this is, when you look at it under a microscope, you know, there's so many mutations in this glioblastoma multiforme. It's such a oddball looking cancer that, you know, we haven't wrapped our heads around the biology of it, that, you know, and that's where the bulk of the work is going on right now, is to kind of like, you know, we have this basket, they're all called glioblastoma multiforme. We need to figure out, like, are there some of these people who are better than the rest? They have a different kind of cancer, and some progress has been made in this, like where they found like markers, like there's a marker called IDH1, MGMT1, which kind of predict that, okay, these people will do better than the ones without it. But we just need to do more work. We just need to figure out like what this is, you know, because we don't really completely understand it.
Well, all kinds of wonderful information, some good, some not so good. Brain cancer has been our topic today. And we're very fortunate to have Dr. Ali Wazir here at Central Care Cancer Center, located here in Emporia, 1401 West 12th. Please log on to cccancer.com, or you can call 620-342-1117. Dr. Wazir, always a pleasure. You have a good month.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Ali Wazir, thanks, Dr. Wazir, for taking time to join us on the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here on KVOE AM 1400. And 96.9 FM, live and local.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE, 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.